Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are about to complete the Daily Promises of God for Educators. But before we read two promises today, let us first pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the authority over education, the Lord of all the books, creator, designer, and the educator of educators, so faithful, so generous to us, the hope of education. You are the intellectual designer of all things, and you are the judge and jury, the key to everything we need this summer. You are the Lord of life itself and majestic, the name above all names, the only wise God, so pure and powerful. And Lord, you quicken us to the things that we truly need. You're the God of righteousness and resources and our security. Thank you, Lord, for being the teacher of all teachers. You are understanding and victorious in everything. Lord, you are the God of the Word. Thank you so much for your Bible. You're the expert in education, the God we say yes to and yield to. And Lord, you are the zenith over everything. We love you, Father. And we come before you so in awe of the end of the school year. There's nothing like this profession, Lord. You have called us to bless children and to bless our colleagues and to show Jesus. And Lord, sometimes we do it well and sometimes we do not. But now, Lord, as the summer comes upon us, we yearn to hear from you and how you want to mold us and shape us that we may influence others for you for the next school year. Lord, we adore you, we thank you, and we look forward to what you have planned for us. We ask for all of this in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are now in the promises of the book of Revelation. So all of the promises that we have left, which are not many, we're on day 195 and 196. And we have 200 altogether for this school year. So let us begin first in Revelation 2, verse 7, with our first promise for today. The Word of God, Revelation 2, verse 7, from the NIV. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. From the RSV, the Revised Standard Version. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who conquers, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. From the King James Version. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And from the Living Bible, let this message sink into the ears of anyone who listens to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. To everyone who is victorious, I will give fruit from the tree of life in the paradise of God. The Word of God, Revelation 2, verse 7. I wrote you a note, my friends, the day that I gathered this promise and placed it in those four translations. I simply call it the note to the educator. And today's note is from my heart to yours. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful this school year. You are an overcomer if you made it through the whole school year. You are victorious. Perhaps it was your best year ever. Praise God. Maybe it was the worst year ever. Praise God for His grace to complete this school year. What if this school year was neither great nor bad? Ask for a sharpening of your toolbox this summer. Ask God to show you any indifference or attitudes you need to change. Be all you can be next school year and persevere because you are called to be His servant and you have this rich reward waiting for you in eternity. What could be more important? And now, my friends, let us read the second promise for today. And for those of you that have just listened for the first time, I normally only do one promise a day. But in order to finish up this week, I have decided to double up for 4 or 5 days. And so I will complete this week all of the promises, a single one on Thursday and Friday, and then one more double tomorrow. So this is our second one for today, and it comes from Revelation 3, verse 5. The Word of God, Revelation 3, verse 5. From the New International Version, the one who is victorious will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out the name of that person from the book of life, but will acknowledge that name before my Father and his angels. From the RSV, the Revised Standard Version, he who conquers shall be clad thus in white garments, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. And from the King James Version, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. And from the Living Bible, everyone who conquers will be clothed in white, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, but I will announce before my Father and his angels that he is mine. The Word of God, Revelation 3, verse 5. And the note that I wrote to you the day that I gathered those promises for us is simply this. What if we had a day when all Christian educators wore white to school? It would be our symbol of hope in this incredible promise. Let's do it. I am proclaiming the first Wednesday after Labor Day as Clothed in White Day to unite all Christians in the public schools to proclaim their belief that one day all His saints, us, we, will be dressed in white with our names written in the Book of Life while He announces our names before our Father and His angels. What a celebration it will be. Help me spread the word. It may start small, but who knows how far it can reach with the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in the Word of God. And as I think about that clothed in white day, I actually forgot about it until today. And so, my friends, I'm going to be seriously dressing in white on the first Wednesday after Labor Day. Will you join me? I'll pray about it some more and write about it some more and let you know. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray together. And we will be praying today at precisely 1:16 p.m., which we have based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today, we are going to be praying that we ask God what He wants us to do this summer. And so, my friends, at 1:16, when the alarm goes off, stop and pause. It is a very discreet, a very short, yet reverent prayer to praise God and to thank Him and to know that you are not alone. You are praying with your brothers and sisters across the time zones. And so I look forward today, my friends, to praying with you at 1:16 p.m. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotionals. And these are offered up all throughout the school year, and they're going to stop in about a week and a half. And you can find them on our website at www.ceai.org. These are great ways to share encouragement with a colleague. Today's devotional is written by Shirley Wilson, and she calls it Plans. The prayer. Today, we declare that we need you, Lord, in the center of everything. Please lead and guide us. Thank you. Amen. The scripture she has chosen is Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. Probably no book remains so omnipresent with a teacher as her plan book. We make long-term plans, monthly plans, unit plans, daily plans. We plan our work and work our plan. Some of us stick closer to those plans than others, but we all, nonetheless, have to make them. Like any creative writing, some plans come easily and others we toil over for hours. Good teachers know how to adapt plans that they've made to fit the circumstances or the class in front of them. They know that some lesson plans will be successful with one group, but not with another. Teachers even take this element into consideration when preparing for classes. God wants us to commit our plans to Him, even the most insignificant ones, even those we've used for years with success. Each lesson needs His blessing and His help to make it effective. Many times, we may feel that a lesson has failed, but He sees what we don't. Sometimes, the most insignificant element of a lesson will change a child's perspective, or finally turn the light on to a new concept. Though plan writing becomes routine for us, it may seem to be too small a thing to bother God with. He wants us to commit these daily blueprints to Him for His blessing. It's the only way we can know that they will succeed. And that was our daily devotional, written today by Shirley Wilson. The final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And these are simply designed to be written on your board or just locked away in your heart. Today's is written by Nelson Mandela, and he is known for saying, "Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world." And so, my friends, I would like to close out our time together with a reminder of our two promises for today, both from Revelation. First, from Revelation 2:7. "Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God." And from Revelation 3, verse 5, "The one who is victorious will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out the name of that person from the book of life, but will acknowledge that name before my Father and His angels." Oh, holy God, what a great promiser you are. How lovely it is to be your children. Lord, we have so much to look forward to be able to eat from the tree of life, and to have our names in the book of life. Lord, please bless this idea of being clothed in white if it is from you. And if it is from you, let it be in the hearts of other Christian educators. Let it not be something that I have just made up, but let it be your will. And if it is, it will happen. And so, Lord, we claim that day, that Wednesday after Labor Day, as clothed in white day in the public schools, only if it is pleasing to you and we find favor with you. We love you, Lord. We adore you. And we ask you for your help. In the holy name of Jesus the Christ, amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.